This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. IT departments and cybersecurity specialists have been scrambling to deal with a dangerous vulnerability in a common piece of software. This is called Log4j, and it's in all kinds of programs and services, video games, business software, internet-connected devices, lots of stuff. Now that this hacking opportunity has been discovered, the race is on to find a strategy to build defenses, Marketplace's Justin Ho reports.
Log4j is software that creates a log of what other software is doing. Like if an application crashes, a log can help someone identify the problem.
Is it out of memory? Is the file too big? You know, what's the problem with the code and why can't it work correctly?
That's Chester Wisniewski with the security company Sophos. He says hackers figured out how to trick Log4j into writing other things into its log, like, say, a virus, a worm, or another piece of malicious code.
It literally means somebody remotely can tell your computer to run their code without your permission.
Wisniewski says we still don't know the scale of the vulnerability. The Log4j software is free and open source, so it could be in millions of programs.
We know it's a lot of places, but we don't know where it is, which is one of the major risks right now.
That has a lot of businesses worried about their enterprise software, the programs they use to run their day-to-day operations. Jonathan Kerr is an analyst with the research and consulting company Gartner.
We all need to invoke our formal severe incident response measures.
Kerr has been advising business clients on how to protect themselves and identify anything that might be exposed.
Think about places you wouldn't normally think about, like where you have remote workers, and of course we all have remote workers these days.
Kerr says this isn't just an internal problem for businesses. They're also exposed to the software their vendors and suppliers use. In a lot of cases, software companies have been able to patch the vulnerability, but that's not necessarily quick and simple, says Jeff Pollard, an analyst at the research company Forrester.
There's a lot of things that go into patching. You have to test it. You have to verify that it'll work. You have to make sure it doesn't break anything else. You have to get it distributed.
Pollard says attackers have already been figuring out ways to exploit the bug, and even as patches are released.
This is one of those things that we'll keep encountering a year or two down the road, where there will still be apps that are vulnerable to this that maybe someone missed, maybe someone didn't realize.
In the meantime, every security expert I talk to says it's a good idea for all of us to update the software on all of our devices. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.